Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is the sequel to the classic 1982 sci-fi film Blade Runner, and it's called Blade Runner 2049.
This film is about a bounty hunter. Those are the Blade Runners, and they are looking for what are called replicants. These are human-like robots that have a predetermined expiration date. And, of course, these robots don't want to die. The Blade Runner is looking to catch them.
Right, and that's Ryan Gosling plays the Blade Runner, and ultimately he's led to unravel the mystery of his own life and confront a former Blade Runner who's played by Harrison Ford. I thought it was very stylish, smart, visually arresting. It's a philosophical thriller. If you liked the first Blade Runner, I think most people will say, yeah, this is a pretty good follow-up.
It was rather grim. I mean, you have to be prepared for that. But the key here is that one replicant has now become pregnant. And that is a whole new kettle of fish. I thought it was very interesting, but people might not understand all of it unless they see the first one.
That's absolutely right. I would say you have to see the first film before you see this one. Harrison Ford, the mystery of his character, is it solved? I'm not going to tell you, but that may be one point where people might be a bit disappointed.
And wondering whether or not you are a replicant or a human being, that is an interesting question.
It sure is. The whole concept of what it means to be human is at the core of this film and is the core of the original film as well. Denis Villeneuve, who's the French-Canadian filmmaker who made this, has got a lot of talent, and it sure shows.
If you want to see a science fiction film with existential anxiety and philosophical questions, you will enjoy it.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.